Hey guys, this is Chris, welcoming you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. It's another sunny day, another beautiful day. Hope you guys are appreciating life as you should be, because life is a gift. Today's Sunday. On Sundays we talk about motivation. Motivation, such a huge factor, you know, it's like it determines everything you do. It determines every action that you do. Because, I mean, behind everything that you do, there is a motivation, right? I mean, you do something for a reason. Sometimes the reason is maybe no reason, but still a reason, right? And lately, I've been reading a book. No, it's not a book. It's like an audio book. You know, it's just a recording of some cassettes by some training by Kevin Trudeau. And it's called Your Wish is Your Command. And it has shifted so many perspectives in my head about the law of attraction and whatnot. And basically, I haven't read it all yet, but I'm so madly in love with that book. It's crazy. Again, it's not a book. It's a seminar or whatever. And it got me to this thinking about motivation. It showed me so many little things that maybe I was overlooking. I don't know. And it got me to realize that it really is everything, you know, that what you say in your head, that's all. Because when you do something, when you do an action, it happens because of a thought pattern in your head, right? You drink water. Why do you drink water? Because your brain says, yo, you're thirsty, right? You're a guy and you go approach a chick. Why do you go approach a chick? Nobody approaches a chick. Just clarifying this, guys. Nobody approaches a chick because just want to be friends. 9 out of 10 times, guys just want to have sex with a girl. Why did you approach a girl to have sex with her? Because you want to have sex. But most of us don't accept that. You know, we do so many things and we don't look at the actual motivation. And when you don't look at the actual motivation, you will still do that action, you know, you'll still carry out that task, but it will be carried out with the wrong motivation. And that takes away a lot from you. It strips away a lot of your power. Because if you're in a situation and you're looking to get away from it, not what you're supposed to get away from it. I mean, maybe that what you're trying to get away from it is a bit unhealthy or whatnot. If it's not the true motivation, you're just not going to be in a state of flow. You're not going to enjoy that moment. And maybe you'll do it, you know, maybe you'll even have some fun while you're doing it, but when you sit down after a couple of days, it will have a small effect on you. It will be really small, you won't even realize it, but it will still be an effect, you know? And that's important. You have to look at the motivations and ask them, find the true ones, because finding your true motivations, it's basically a decision. It's not that hard. There's not any a lot to say about that. And go and listen to the book, Your Wish is Your Command. Thank you for listening, guys. This is Chris signing off.